Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Good morning, Common Sense Clubbers. Happy Tuesday morning. Weather's not too bad outside. A little slick out, a little cold, but other than that, it's pretty good. I'll take this winter over many, many others that I've known here in North Dakota any day. A couple of days of cold, very little snow. You know, it could be worse. I saw a guy yesterday in Louisiana, and, you know, for the first time, I guess, in his adult life, you know, he's throwing snowballs at folks. So I thought that was pretty cool. And that's in Louisiana. So there you go. Again, I am your host of the Common Sense Club, Leon Francis. Phone number to interact with the host and other Common Sense Clubbers. Or, as always, 855-200-1776. A couple of big stories to talk about today. Definitely going to touch on the Chris Kyle and the Littlefield murder trial. That guy, man, I don't know. I know that he's nuts. I mean, he is... That guy, you can't be in your right mind and, you know, do what he did. But I guess the question, and they're going to appeal it. His attorney says, you know, that they're going to appeal the ruling. But I guess what I want to know from you fine folks is, when is nuts actually a defense? You know, I mean, I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, I'm a juror, I'm sitting on this jury, and I'm sitting here, I'm looking at this guy who is, in my opinion, the guy is clearly nuts. You know, I mean, there was no rhyme or reason for what he did. But if I'm on that jury, and I'm a juror, I have to think about a couple things. I have to think about, you know, now, if I say this guy is crazy, and he goes to a mental institution, and 2 years from now, a doctor clears him. You know, what's the ramifications there, man? You could have this guy cleared of two murders, you know, and he's out walking around. That can't happen. And then the other side of me, you know, is thinking justice and all this and that and the other thing. Now, what do you think is going to happen if he's in Gen Pop? That's something else I talked about last night with some friends of mine. You know, this guy, Chris Kyle, big name, man. I mean, I saw American Sniper. I've seen all the interviews. I think the guy was a phenomenal, phenomenal guy. Saved a lot of our guys' lives. Over there. To say he was an American hero, I believe, is an understatement. So I'm thinking justice may be served anyway, and I'm going to digress, especially if he goes to Gen Pop. But there you go. Today's show, as always, I'm going to have Ellen Ratner, Blanky the Cullen. We're going to discuss the news of the day. A couple of the topics that I have is to discuss with them. Is Daniel Rosen. Have you heard of this guy? He is a senior State Department official. And he was arrested yesterday for soliciting sex from a minor using a cell phone or something or another. And my question is, what's up with all of these high power? And this is the second such case by high-ranking Washington officials. And like the last year, and it leaves me like guys like me, I'm automatically distrustful of the hoity-toities up there in Washington. But what's up with this little rash of the spotlight being shown on these guys and gals being untowards or dishonest? Anyway, serious character flaws, in my humble opinion. So we're going to talk about that a little bit. We're also going to talk about the trial from last night and the verdict, obviously. But then I want to get their take on this deal with Iran. I don't know if you know it, but there's even Democrats that are scratching their heads over this. Like Bob Menendez, arguably a pretty, pretty liberal Democrat. And he's like, you know, what the heck are we doing? Iran is going to have nuclear arms in 10 to 15 years. And those timelines are never concrete. I mean, we don't know what they've been doing over there. No one ever does. You know, but I want to know, you know, their take on it, Blanquita and Ellen's take, and your take also. Always happy to have your point of view here on the Common Sense Club. So that those are the three topics that I'm going to talk to Blanquita and Ellen about. Have a couple of great guests. If you've been monitoring my social media, you know that I'm going to be a panelist on the Women's Impact International Women's Day celebration on March 7th. And this panel is going to discuss, you know, the softer side of me. I might have to leave my man card at home that day. It's going to be a panel discussion. We're going to talk about the softer side of men and how men and women can better connect and that sort of thing. I think it's going to be a pretty fun panel. You can go to womansimpact.org and check it out. One of the things that they've asked us to do, and I'm going to ask you, what are you unapologetic about? One of their themes is being unapologetic about being whoever you are. And, you know, some folks, you know, they have these little guilty pleasures, but they don't want people to know about it. And so they asked me, and I don't know how many of you good folks know this, but I'm like a huge fan of House of Cards. And Kevin Spacey's character in particular, Frank Underwood. Now, he is a Democrat. the guy's a Democrat. But if you've ever seen House of Cards, Frank Underwood, that guy, he is a, you know, charismatic character, to say the least. I like Frank Underwood, so that was my guilty pleasure. And now I'm out it. I like, you know, House of Cards. I love that character, so that's my unapologetic self. I want to know what yours is, and feel free to call in. I'm going to have Vanessa Bougier. I love that name. She's from the South, too. Interesting story. I met her and her husband walking down Broadway, and we both had Saints gear on. Go Saints. This was about a year or two ago. But she's with this awesome organization, Women's Impact, and they are helping local women who have fallen on hard times. Here recently, there was a lady who was a victim of a sex trafficking from Minneapolis. She had a special needs kid. She was aided and getting away from that situation. And I don't think we realize a lot of these girls that work in like these clubs where, you know, you take your clothes off and, you know, that sort of thing. A lot of times they don't want to be there. You know, and a lot of times it's like boyfriends and different folks, nefarious folks, kind of forcing them into that. So I was happy to see that she ran, not walked, but ran away from that situation, reached out for help, doing it on her own. Phenomenal lady, special needs kids, and Women's Impact helped her out. And, you know, that's the kind of things that they do. So I'm more than happy to help them out in any way, shape, form, or fashion. But Vanessa is going to be in, and we're going to talk about this event, Women's Impact, International Women's Day Celebration on March 7th. There's a lot of things going on the 7th. I got my friend Bill Brown, from the Dakota Territory Gun Collectors. We finally caught back up with them, and that was a funny story, too. I was supposed to have one on Monday. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about his event, March 7th and 8th, at the Alaris Center in Grand Forks, at the bottom of the hour, the last segment. So make sure if you have any questions or comments for Bill about the gun show at the Alaris, Grand Forks, March 7th and 8th, make sure you call in then. 855-200-1776. One other talk about, I definitely want to touch on today, is net neutrality. 300-page regulations and rules and fairness and diversity and fees and all of this stuff, but nobody has read it yet. It's kind of reminiscent, in my humble opinion, of Obamacare and Nancy Pelosi, you know, we got to pass the bill before you know what's in it type scenario. The thing is going to be voted on, I think, on Thursday. And I loathe it. Net neutrality. I love the little cuddly, cutesy names they put on these things. But also, if you have an opinion on that, definitely want to talk about that. We'll be right back. Glenn Keita Cullen, Ellen Ratner, right after this.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's CATIarmor.com. Come and take it.
Hundreds of our listeners have been in the Miracle Chair. Many of them have purchased the Miracle Chair because it works. Jerry Breyer is here. He's brought the Miracle Chair to North Dakota. You can see it online at MiracleChair.net. You can take a test drive yourself and actually sit in this and feel it work. State-of-the-art massage lounger for the ultimate experience. Jerry, talk about what people tell you about these Miracle Chairs.
Well, you know, we've sold quite a few of them, but it's amazing. The feedback is 100% positive. I've never sold anything where I've had 100% positive. Well, yeah, gold and silver is pretty much 100%. But it's really interesting, particularly with the ladies. They get in that chair and they don't want to get out. Because what the chair does, it massages your feet, your legs, your thighs, your back, your arms, your neck, all at the same time.
Relax to zero, state-of-the-art design. It's the Miracle Chair. Online at MiracleChair.net or call 701-746-9950, 701-746-9950 today.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Welcome back. This is the Common Sense Club. I am your host, Leon Francis, and these two voices that you hear are two lovely ladies. One from right here in the good old U.S. of A., but the other all the way over in Africa. Ellen Ratner, that's who's in Africa, and Blankita Cullum. Welcome to your welcome to the Common Sense Club. Wow, I just got tongue-tied really bad.
Thank you.
Oh, not a problem. Couple of things that I want to talk to you about is, and Ellen, you're over there. You work a lot in the psychiatric field and that sort of thing. So I really want to get your take on, did you hear about the former Marine found guilty, American Sniper trial, that thing? Have you heard about that?
Oh, I should have. Keep up with the news very easily. And first of all, you know, the prosecution said he just had a personality disorder. The defense said that he was mentally ill, that he was having delusions, that when he was at this firing range, he was going to have, you know, these two guys who were helping him to try and kill him. You know, I got to tell you, I think not only did he clearly have some kind of war injury to his mind, but his sounds like he was not playing with a full deck, much more than a personality disorder.
But the decision was rendered based upon, did he know what he was doing? Did he understand that he had done something heinous and taken two people's lives? And he did. And clearly, it was demonstrated through the evidence and by his own words after he killed them that he knew what he had done. And so that was what the decision was based upon.
Okay, and Ellen, I want to ask you, and I'm going to ask both of you this, but if you're sitting on that jury, you're one of the jurors, how do you, I mean, what would be your assessment? Would you say, yeah, he's nuts, but, and I'm going to tell you my assessment, I think he is nuts, but I would have to weigh the fact that if I say that and he goes, you know, to a mental institution, the fact that he could possibly get out in a couple of years, but doctor clears him. That's going through my head. So if you're sitting on that jury, what's going through your head, Ellen?
Well, you know, I don't think that everybody thought that who's the guy that shot Richard Nixon was going to get out. Well, he's been in there since the shooting at St. Elizabeth's Hospital in Washington. And, you know, everybody was worried he was going to get out. I mean, when you're that kind of mental illness and you killed two people, nobody's going to let you out too readily. They don't want that on their backs if something goes really wrong.
Okay. Blankita? What's going through your head if you're on that?
And when I'm watching that, I'm trying to make sure that that guy is placed in some sort of an environment where he's not, I mean, where he's not going to be in the worst kind of a cell, because I think he does have some mental problems, but I do think he got the appropriate sentence. You know, I think that he knew what he was doing, and he's a danger to society, and I think he needed to be put away.
Good deal. I do too, and I'm hoping. Do you think they're going to put him in gin pop?
Don't know. I think they'll probably appeal it, so I think he's going to be out for a while.
Okay. Well, the next big topic that's on my mind and on a lot of folks' minds is net neutrality. How familiar are you with net neutrality, Blankita?
Ellen is more familiar than I am, but I don't want to see a lot of restrictions placed upon the internet. I think we're going to make a big mistake on that. I think it's just a good way for people to think they can control it and to make it slower and raise our taxes.
Ellen, you agree?
No, I think net neutrality is the only way to go. I think it's the only way to allow new startups to really get going and not have to be broke paying things.
Okay. So, Ellen, do you see any problem with the way it's being rolled out? And I'm going to be honest with you. The plan that I have been able to read about and kind of parse out, I am not okay with it. You know, but as it's being discussed and rolled out and a possible vote on it on Thursday, are you happy with the strategy? To me, it smacks of Obamacare, the way it was rolled out. 300-plus pages. Nobody has seen them. Basically, you know, we got to pass it to know what's in it type thing. I think that the Internet is open and as free a marketplace as, you know, we can hope to have nowadays. And now the government is going to have its tentacles in it. And that's where I'm coming from. So, Ellen, give me your 2-cent worth on it.
Well, again, I said that it's very important that small companies be able to do this, and many of us, and I'm sure Blanquita, were old enough to remember that Dita Beard, she was actually, I think, in a hospital bed from Colorado, and this had to do with the AT&T breakup and the monopoly that they had. And the problem is if we don't have net neutrality, we're going to have very big companies be able to have very big pieces, very similar to the phone company, and that will be a disaster for the growth in this country.
When the federal government has their hands on anything, you've got some guy who's sitting behind a desk who wasn't elected, who's making decisions and making laws that affect businesses and citizens that we didn't appoint, we didn't elect, and we don't know who they are, we can't stop them. That really concerns me.
Something
you know,
else
the
I
old joke say- is that right now there's a meeting in D.C. that's with some guy that we didn't elect that's making a decision that's going to change your future, and I don't like it.
And 300 pages, and I'm sitting here and I'm looking at this thing. One, if I'm a business, and I am, I have Fargo Tech, and I'm paying for high-speed Internet, I should be able to pay, in my humble opinion, for faster speeds without the whole bottlenecking or throttling or whatever, and so then someone paying $15, you know, a month for, if I'm paying like, I don't know, $100 a month, why should someone paying $15 a month, you know, get the same speeds and not be throttled and all of that stuff as me? I don't think that's fair to me, and I think
it's... We call it digital have-not.
The digital have-nots have, though, just at a lower speed.
Yeah, they do have. And I really don't want to see the government have their fingers on this. I mean, it's the last frontier, and Americans and other people should be concerned about this. They really should, I think.
Okay. And one other question. Bradley Rosen, what is going on in Washington? Have you guys heard about the Bradley Rosen situation?
No, I have not.
Okay, well, apparently, and this guy is like, he's a high-ranking guy in the, where is he out of? He's in D.C., the State Department, high-ranking guy, and he's in the middle of a solicitation of a minor. He was arrested yesterday. So what's going on? Soliciting juveniles, you know, for sex.
They
what's going on in Washington?
Look at him and put
he's
him on.
What do you want out of life?
Wow. We'll be right back. Thanks, guys. Ellen and Blanquita. With more of the Common Sense Club right after this break.
Did you know MyPillow is the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation? That is quite an honor, folks. And you know what? It's for good reason. This pillow is unbelievable. It adjusts to any sleep position. It does that with a very unique patented interlocking fill system. It also stays cool. There's no tossing or turning. Talked to one guy who said, you know, I used to have a pillow on the floor and swap it out every time I'd wake up from my pillow being too hot. Now I got the pillow you got, Scott, and the thing is unbelievable. It stays cool all night long. That's right. It's machine washable and dryable. It's non-allergenic. And the bottom line is it will not go flat. There's a 10-year warranty to back it up. 60-night money-back guarantee. That's how much we know you're going to love it. 2-for-1 pillow right now on the original classic deal to celebrate the official National Sleep Foundation pillow. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code Scott, and take advantage of that half-price deal. But hurry, hurry, hurry. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call this number, 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back, welcome back. This is the Common Sense Club. I am your host, Leon Francis, and I am happy right now. I am ecstatic. Good friend of mine stopped by, brought me a black chocolate stout. Oh, man, my mouth is salivating right now. I mean, wow. But that's not the topic for discussion today. The topic for discussion today was my good friend Vanessa Bourgeois.
Bourgeois. I was a little saddened as my Southern friend.
Oh.
But yes.
Bourgeois. I'm sorry. My bad.
Where's your French, Leon? Where's your French?
I know. Les bon ton roulé, you know.
See?
Je de vivre.
It's coming back
to
you.
It's coming
now.
Back a little bit to, by a little bit. I've been up north too long. I got to go back down.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. They've
been Fargo-nized.
Fargo-nized. Anyway, so what are we doing on the 7th?
So we're going to have a great day, and I'm so thankful. Let me just say that straight up right now. Thank you very much for participating, volunteering to be on our panel for International Women's Day. Do we want to get a little history on International Women's Day?
We can, but before we get into that, you know, I'm like, great, panel discussion. We're talking about men and men's feelings, you know, that sort of thing. Going to have chili and chili dogs and stuff like that. Then I see that we're going to talk about the softer side of men. I don't know.
It won't be too intimidating. You won't have to reveal too much of yourself.
Okay. Am I going to have to bring, like, Kleenexes or anything like that? Because, you know.
Only if you feel moved to do so.
Okay. There we go.
You will be in a room with a lot of women.
And normally when I'm at these events, the Women's Impact events, there's, what, like five men in there?
Yes,
sometimes.
At best. And we're very grateful for their support.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so I'm extending an invitation out for as many men to attend this next event as possible.
Absolutely. Because we can't do it alone. It doesn't do us any good for a room full of women to sit around and talk about gender equality and the advancements and achievements of women if we don't include the men.
Right.
It's a two-way street. We're here together, and we.
Because I don't feel equal when I'm in that room full of all those powerful women. You know, I kind of feel.
It can't feel that bad because you keep coming back.
You're right. I'm kidding. These events are awesome, and they have a really great cause here in Fargo. And we've talked about it before. We can talk about it a little bit. So give us a little brief history about women's
Impact.
Yeah.
Sure. So Women's Impact is a nonprofit here in the Fargo-Moorhead area, and we are basically the big part is a web-based nonprofit. So our website, womensimpact.org, is an interactive website where people, generally women, but not exclusively women, people can put a post of a need, someone who is in need of help. And then other women or people in the community can go to the website and respond to that person and reach out to that person and connect with that person and help that person.
So it's folks helping folks.
Yes. And so we're using the internet as a way to connect people to make that happen. So
yeah.
There are lots of people who need help, a lot of people who want to help, and oftentimes we don't know how to make the two connect, and this allows us the opportunity to do that.
And I'm always talking about here on the Common Sense Club, you know, we can help each other.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's a community helping each other. And I was sharing with them a story, and I didn't use names or anything like that, but a story about, you know, you got these women, and we're talking, one of the big talkabouts in the media today is sex trafficking and that sort of thing. And so you have women that escape that situation.
And we have women who want to help them get out of it. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And oftentimes.
And men helping.
And you were one of them. You were one of them. Yep. So oftentimes they need support. They need
just a little help.
That person that is their best friend, their cheerleader.
Yep.
To help them make good choices and help them live a healthy, fulfilling life. Yes, absolutely.
Good deal.
We're here to support each other.
Absolutely.
That's what we believe in, supporting each other. It's kind of the tribe effect.
Yeah.
In small communities where we don't have a lot of either nonprofits or government assistance, you've got to rely on your neighbor. You've got to
I think that's a better way to go anyway. I mean, and that's just me.
Less government. Yeah.
I wasn't going to get political.
I hear what you're saying.
Okay.
I think we should be in the hands of each other.
Yeah, more of the money actually gets to, you know, the intended recipient when you go this route. International Women's Day celebration.
Yes.
Let's talk about that a little bit.
Okay, so there is a real day on March 8th internationally. So every year, March 8th, it is the celebration called International Women's Day, and it's much bigger outside of this country. It is somewhat of a Mother's Day celebration, but it's to celebrate the achievements and accomplishments of women globally.
Okay.
And so we are bringing it to Fargo. We hosted our first celebration last year, and it happened coincidentally to be on March 8th. It was a Saturday. So we hosted it here in town. And so we're having a second one this year. But the 8th is on a Sunday, so we're going to have our celebration on Saturday the 7th. It's going to be at the Avalon West. It's the new Avalon on 25th Street and 9th Avenue. Not the Avalon downtown. It's the new formerly
the hub.
Where the hub was. So I want to make sure to get that message out. We're a little concerned that on the 7th, some folks are going to show up downtown and wonder where the party is.
Yep.
So it's our annual celebration of women's achievements, and this year our theme, as you well know, is to be unapologetic.
Unapologetic self.
That's right, to find what your passion is and to be unapologetic about it. So, for example, I am unapologetic about learning.
Okay.
I look back and think about my school days and realize, I was kind of a nerd in school. But I'm unapologetic about it. I love the sciences. I love to learn, and I am very unapologetic about it.
There you go. I mean, and I got nothing. I'm like the biggest techie, trekkie around. So, you know, you're in good company there.
Amen to that.
I'm a nerd from, you know, anyway, I don't want to get too far into the weeds. And we got a pretty good panel here. Do you know the names and, like, the occupations of all of these guys and gals that are going to be it's a six-person panel.
Two panels, one men, one women.
Okay.
And
what are we going to be like? Oh, it's
separate
at separate times.
Yeah.
We're not going to be in the same.
No, it won't be battle of the sexes at all.
I was kind of worried about that.
No. It's two separate panels.
Women kind of intimidate me, you know, so I'd be sitting there and I'd be. But if it's a group of men and we're talking about, you know, the betterment of the relationship paradigm, you know, I can sit there
that's where we're going with it. Absolutely.
Good deal.
And it's going to be all things equal. we, as women, and we're trying to move for gender equality, well, certainly for our event, let's have discussion equality as well.
Right.
So we don't want to be asking certain questions for the women's panel and then completely different questions to the men's panel.
Well, all right, let's talk about that.
No, and I don't know what the questions are just yet.
No, what I'm thinking, though, is, especially when it pertains to men and women and the way we think and the way we interact with our environments and things like that, different questions would be on par. I mean, we're not going to react the same way,
absolutely,
you know, especially as in our environment, I'll say, you know, the same way to the same question. So, you know, I think even though I'd be a little demure in there with, you know, the Chris Lanier, I mean, she's an international man, and, you know, I'm much more comfortable with like a Jay Thomas or somebody like that. You know,
well, you're in good company then, because he's on the panel as well.
Right. But you ever thought about having like just a big round table discussion about, you
well,
know?
Well, let's see how this one goes.
Right.
And then maybe next year we could have a round table. There will be round table discussions at the tables.
Okay.
Outside of the panels.
Okay. So you're going to have this, you're going to have the female panel first.
Yep.
And then the male panel. So can I sit there, you know, while this, the female panel is going on and take notes or anything like that?
Of course.
I can do that?
Of course.
Because I'll be there.
Of course.
I'll have my glasses on and my pocket protector and that whole
but
thing.
But it's funny to hear how intimidated the guys are so far. The couple of the emails that I've received back.
Did Jay Thomas email you?
They're like, don't be, or be kind to us.
Yeah, right. There's a lot of, I mean, again, I go to these events, and there's like, one of the events I went to, it must have been like 200 some odd people there. Five of them were male. And I'm just like, okay.
But were you not loved and appreciated?
I felt it was really a really warm reception. Was not expecting that, you
There's
know.
There's no male bashing.
Right. And given who I am, you know, I figured, you know, I'm going to walk in there and get, you know, drinks in my face and that sort of thing. But no, it was phenomenal.
Because we're all here to support each other.
Absolutely.
At the end of the day, that's what it's all about.
And that's why I love Women's Impact.
And that's why we certainly appreciate your support.
No, not a problem. So give us time and venue and all that good stuff.
So Saturday, March 7th at the Avalon West, which is formerly the Hub here in Fargo, and it is from 1 to 6. Doors open at 12:45. There will be some vendors set up. There will be a cash bar. We'll have light snacks, fruit, granola, hummus bar, and the show goes till 6, and tickets are available for sale. You could go to our website at womensimpact.org, and there's a banner there to click on for tickets, which then takes you to Impact Foundation. Since we're a nonprofit, our tickets are sold through Impact Foundation.
Okay.
And we're also going to be running a contest. We just got that started yesterday.
How do we get free tickets?
So here you go. Here's how you get free tickets. So go to our website at womensimpact.org. There's a banner about the contest on there, and we want to hear your unapologetic self. So all you got to do is comment on the blog about your unapologetic self, and we're going to choose winners to have free tickets to go to the event.
So is it too late for me to do another unapologetic self?
It's never too late.
Okay.
And you can certainly be unapologetic about as many things as you want.
Oh, good deal. Good deal. Because I didn't want to be stuck in the whole house of cards thing because I have so many things that I'm unapologetic about.
Well, and I think that's what happens as you kind of look inside yourself and start thinking about the things you're unapologetic about. You soon see that there are plenty.
Yeah. Absolutely. I was thinking about that last night.
And they don't necessarily have to be guilty pleasures.
Right.
I'm
Oh, wait a minute. Really?
Really?
So I'm going to just throw this
list
away that I got right here.
Doesn't necessarily have to be guilty pleasures.
Good deal. And I was telling you last night, you know, with me, you know, people, when I was growing up, they thought I was a weird guy, you know, that sort of thing. I'm growing up in the boot, I like to say, you know. But I think about it. I'm unapologetic about being weird. Because being weird got me from the boot to the bison,
you
know, on the radio.
That's
you know?
What I'm talking about.
So there you go. It's awesome. And if you want to win tickets, you go to where?
Women'sImpact.org.
And do what?
Click on the banner and tell us about your unapologetic self.
Awesome, awesome. That's my friend, Vanessa Bourgeois.
Bourgeois. Right. As French as it gets.
French as it gets. As Southern as it gets. Always great to have you in. And hopefully we'll see everyone from the Common Sense Club at this event at the Avalon on the 7th. We'll be right back.
Geo-steering services. It's one of the things new at NESA Consulting Services. Kathy Nesset of NESA Consulting Services tells us about how NESA Consulting Services is now offering geo-steering expertise.
What we're doing, we're going with what the industry needs. And right now, in our world of the industry, they need geosteering services. These are the individuals that oversee and steer these wells point to point to track in the right rock unit. And we are developing and augmenting, adding to our on-site teams with an oversight geosteering team. And to be able to provide another layer or another level of geosteering support to these oil companies is something that we're pretty proud of and we're working to build and do better.
Thanks, Kathy. Find out more about NESA Consulting Service online at NESAConsulting.com and about more of the career opportunities awaiting you online at NESAConsulting.com. That's NESAConsulting.com. NESAConsulting.com, Tioga, North Dakota.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I am digging that tune. Something else I'm digging. The Dakota Territory Gun Collectors. are having one heck of a gun show in March at the only venue big enough to house all that firepower. Now, I could talk about this till I'm blue in my face, but I figured I'd reach out to Bill Brown, one of the coordinators over there, and let him explain to us this huge event to the Common Sense Club. So welcome to the Common Sense Club, Bill.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Oh, I am great. Man, I've been just ecstatic about this show, this gun show that's coming to the Alaris in Grand Forks. I've been telling everybody about it. So it's a good thing that you guys are doing over there. Tell us a little bit about this gun show.
The gun show in Grand Forks has been going on at the Alaris for approximately 10, 12 years. We've had a gun show in Grand Forks for 20-plus years. Dakota Territory Gun Collectors is a 50-year-old organization whose primary mission is youth in North and South Dakota.
Oh, okay. Is youth getting them involved?
Getting them involved, keeping them involved in the shooting sports, hunting in the two states. Once we lose that youth interest in our sport, we've lost the sport, and that's all there is to it. So our primary mission as a club has always been to keep youth involved. We donate our money to different clubs and organizations trying to promote the shooting sports in the two states.
And something else that I believe is critical about, you know, keeping our youth involved in proper firearm training and hunting and that sort of thing is, especially in today's society, we see this fear of firearms. And if you got a kid and he's familiar with, you know, the shooting sport and familiar with handling firearms and that sort of thing, you can kind of get a handle on that fear, and then you won't have all this runaway legislation and all that stuff. But we're not going to get political. But I'm just saying, we need to keep our kids active in this sport. This hunting built this nation, man. Keeps your family fed. It's a good bonding thing, you know, between parents and kids. And I mean, it's just great all around. So, and that's my 2 cent words, Bill. So I'm going to let you talk now. You guys have been around for 50 years. You're reaching out to the kids. You're keeping them involved. You got the biggest gun show north of the Mason-Dixon. So what else do we need to know about the Dakota Territory?
Well, there's several things that you hit on. First is one, keeping the kids involved. But there's a lot more to it than just hunting. There's a lot of competition. A lot of the high schools and stuff are starting actual high school trap shooting teams. But there's bench rest rifle shooting, there's pistol shooting. There's a lot of involvement in the shooting sports where the whole family can be involved.
Right.
Just keeping them involved, getting them out to do it instead of sitting beside or behind a video game is you know, a lot.
Oh, yeah.
We put on two big shows here in the Valley. We put on Grand Forks, which is 330 tables, and we put on Fargo, which is close to 500. And
oh, wow.
Fargo is going to move to a different venue. Fargo has been at the Fargo Civic Auditorium for 30-plus years, and now they're tearing it down to make a new city hall, so we're moving into the Air Museum at Fargo, which is going to be exciting, too.
Oh, good deal. Is the Air Museum, is that going to be a big enough venue?
The Air Museum, the original building, would not be. But they built a second hangar. The second hangar is just as large as the first hangar. We'll have 450 tables between the two hangars.
Oh, okay. Good deal. Wow. Wow. So what can you expect if we walk into this event? What can a guy like me expect? You got a lot of vendors there. You're going to have hunting rifles, knives. What can a guy like me expect walking in?
Well, yes, there will be a lot of new weapons there. There will be knives, anything associated with hunting. You'll find that on the tables. You'll find reloading supplies for the reloaders out there. Just a great source of picking up your supplies. Maybe you want to trade old Betsy in for a new rifle or shotgun this year. maybe the old ones giving you trouble. There will be gunsmiths there that you can talk to. Another neat thing about the gun show is that the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms will have a booth set up. They're not there to enforce anything. They're not there to cause any problems. They're there to answer your questions about anything you want to know about gun laws.
Good deal.
Great guys. They've been coming to our gun shows in North and South Dakota for at least the last 5 years, and they're great guys to talk to. They'll tell you anything you want to know about anything.
Okay.
And so it's just a fun time.
So if I wanted to know a question like, you know, what do I need to bring with me, you know, outside of a ton of cash, if I wanted to pick up a hunting rifle or two?
The dealers that you find at the gun shows, 90% of them are straight gun dealers like you would go to Shields Hardware. You fill out the same paperwork. You need your driver's license. If you've got a pistol purchase permit or a concealed carry, that serves as a background check for some of the stuff.
Hey, Bill, we got to have you on again. The time is just too short. I love what you guys are doing over there. The Dakota Territory Gun Collectors having the biggest gun show this side of the Mason-Dixon. Thanks for coming on, Bill. Got to have you on again. We'll be right back with What's on Your Mind.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bit Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.